This is Liz with Shayna Brandle. When did you first come across No Fit State Circus?
Oh, I heard about No Fit State when I was at Circa Media because Jamie Waite and Tony just worked on All Together, and that was the year I went to Circa Media, which was 95. And then I knew Bindle and Drew when they did Prophecy, and I came to see Prophecy. And then I first worked with No Fit State in Now Here, which was at the end of 98.
Right. So you saw All Together. Did you see any of the earlier stuff?
I didn't see All Together. Oh, of course I did. I saw... What show was it? Was it Treasure Island? In Vicky Park in Bath with Lynn doing doubles trapeze with Jules. Jules hanging, like Lynn had a fire staff and Jules would hang off the underside of her. And Ali. You were there.
Yeah.
I don't know who else was there. I don't remember who else was in the show. I think that was the first No Fit State show I saw.
Maybe that was Totally Wicked, you reckon?
Treasure Island, maybe.
So you went to Circa Media. Why did you choose to go to Circa Media?
I went to Circa Media because I lived in Bristol and I hadn't done any circus, and I decided that I wanted to do aerial after seeing someone doing an aerial show at Glastonbury. And then discovered... Oh, then I put an ad in the Catch magazine saying I wanted to work with the circus and that I'd, you know, make tea and do silly things like that. And Bindle came round and knocked on my door and said, I'm at Circa Media, it's just up the road. I lived in Easton and it was in Kingswood. And it's amazing. And I didn't even know it was there. The circus scene was so small at that point that it wasn't kind of... well known in Bristol in the way it was now, and I think because it had moved from full time to Kingswood, loads of people had folded, and yeah. So yeah, then the following year I went to Circa Media. So I didn't pick it because I knew that it was a good school or anything. I just picked it because I wanted to do circus.
What skills then did you learn?
I just did 3 months, so I learned a bit of everything. We did aerial. Julie Thornton was my aerial teacher. And we did E&M with Rod Laver, juggling and such like. We worked with BIM. I can't remember who our acro coach was. We did Feldenkrais, which basically involved lying on your side on the floor, circling your arms around, and everyone would fall asleep because we were all so exhausted.
Okay, so then there was Now Here, so you came to Cardiff.
Did that.
Stayed in the warehouse?
No, we stayed... Me, Emma, Jocasta and Helen stayed in a woman's house on Haberjon Street, I remember it. She was a single mum with a little boy. She had a lovely house and she went away to Ireland and we stayed in her house, which was amazing. Met Howie and Barnes and Tom Shillington, Lynn and you. You were all in the alley, weren't you?
Yeah. Freezing cold.
Yeah, it was December, wasn't it? November, December.
Cold.
God, what a time to do a project in a warehouse.
Yeah, so what was your role then in that show?
I was one of the core group, of which there was, I don't know, 10, 15 of us. And we worked with Orit for, I don't know how many days, 1 or 2 weeks beforehand, potentially, in the Star Centre in Splott. And kind of learnt a whole bunch of stuff, choreography. We worked with Celia a bit, we learnt some songs. We worked with, what was her name? She was a dancer and choreographer, and she played Time in that show. Anyway, we kind of learnt a whole bunch of choreography and kind of chorus stuff, really, that then when the community groups came in, we could kind of teach them, or they'd learnt some already, but we could kind of lead each group. Yeah, we did a couple of weeks of that.
And then the show, how do you enjoy actually doing the show, and where did that then lead you?
Amazing. It was amazing. It was a brilliant space, and there was lots of lovely things in it, like big climbing frames and stuff, and stages at all different levels. And so it was just a great space to be in, and train in and play in, and we spent... 12 hours plus probably in there every day. And then I was also quite distracted because I really liked Barnes and he really liked me, but we were absolutely hopeless. We were both quite kind of damaged from recent experiences and didn't really have any kind of guts to even really talk to each other. So I was quite distracted by that.
So then you went on, did you auditioned then for which other shows have you worked on?
So I did a whole bunch of stuff in between. Howie and Barnes were doing the Space Boys and that was all going really well, and then I did lots of one-off stuff with Helen, and then Barnes did the first tour of Immortal in 2004 and I really wanted to do it, and Helen and I both got offered a job in Berlin performing a six-girl rope act in a variety show for a year-long contract, and I turned it down because I wanted to go on tour with Nova State, and Nova State weren't very sure. Ali said, okay, well, yeah, all right, but we think you should go and do a workshop, do some more clowning and character stuff, go and do a workshop with Angela Di Castro. So I went and did a week-long workshop with her in London, which was amazing. And then it ended up that Simon Darling and I, they wanted to offer us both the job and they didn't have quite enough funds. So we were on slightly reduced wages, but we weren't trainees, we were professionals, but we weren't getting as paid as much as the other professionals. So it was this kind of strange tier system.
Tell me about your audition then for Immortal and who did it.
I don't really remember it. It was in the Albany. I remember doing Swinging Hoop. So I'd been working with Mike Wright, done a lot of swinging with Mike, working on a Swinging Hoop act, which wasn't really done. It wasn't a swivelling hoop, it was just a static hoop, but it tipped. And I remember Forenza and Ali being there, Forenza looking very kind of deadpan and unimpressed. And part of the other thing about it was that they already had Lynn, Routledge, so they didn't want another swinging trapeze act. So they offered me to come, but they wanted me to play with Barnes on the counterweighted stuff, which Barnes and Alice had started developing in the first Immortal with the Silks. So I was quite frustrated and kind of gutted because I'd just put all this energy into the swinging thing. So I did the audition. We rehearsed in Barry and it must have been March. It was freezing cold. It was all really exciting. But I found that first rehearsal period absolutely terrifying, and I spent a lot of time going, like sneaking off into the walling and having a little cry. Particularly working with Forenza was just way out of my comfort zone. I didn't really know what had hit me.
So after Immortal, did you do any of the next tours?
Yeah, so I did 2006. We went to, again, we were in Barry. We went to Ireland, which is an amazing tour of Ireland. And it was great for me because we did Cork, which is where I was from originally, and my 98-year-old godmother came to see the show, and that was all really amazing. We did Cork, Clonmel, Letterkenny, and Dublin, and then we went over to Edinburgh, and then we must have gone on to Camper. That was all really cool. Don't remember where else we went that year. So we did 3 years of Immortal, which was amazing. We toured all over the place, and then we and it was really nice to see the progression of gigs from doing Edinburgh and from doing Tarragon, that we started doing more international stuff. It was really nice.
When did you leave then, and what then did you go on to do? Because things have gone...
We left... Well, I'm saying we... I left to have Tig, so I left at the end of that tour, which was 2009. Barnes left as well. I mean, really, this is kind of Barnes' story, but... So, in 2011... Jade gave us, but Barnes and Jade had been having conversations about making a kind of headline show for the Big Top, and so we decided to pull a bunch of people together. We all really wanted to make our own work. Tig was not quite a year and a half, and so we made Flown basically with 8 people and very little budget, and spent a lot of time in a very dirty warehouse in Bristol that the Invisibles let us use, which was amazing. and it was really, really exciting. We had 3 days with the director, which was Emma Lloyd. We didn't get Tom, who ended up playing in the show, who's Jade's dad, didn't arrive until the tech rehearsal. So it was all quite fly by the seat of your pants. And I don't think any of us really had any idea that the show was going to be any good particularly. But we were all really passionate about wanting to do something for ourselves, really, mm-hmm. having toured a lot with other people, and to kind of, yeah, all have a chance to be creative. So we did the first show. It was really rainy Glastonbury. Neaufort State were rained off with Barricade. Arcadia were rained off. Someone else was rained off. And everybody came to see the show. So we had this massive house. Did we have a standing ovation? I don't know. We just, basically, the audience reacted really quite surprisingly, and we all went, oh, okay, so that was all right then. We did enjoy it, but I don't think I expected that it was as good as...